Welcome to Confessions of a Casting Director. I'm your podcast host, Jen Rudin. The holidays are approaching. If you are looking for a great stocking stuffer or Hanukkah gift, look no further. This year, I am offering an exclusive holiday book deal. You can purchase a copy of Confessions of a Casting Director at jenrudincasting.com, and I will personally sign and ship your book to you in time for the holidays. This is a perfect gift for all the actors or stage parents in your life, or anyone who's curious to know what happens inside the audition room. Copies of Confessions of a Casting Director are limited and going fast, so purchase yours today at jenrudincasting.com. So this week is Thanksgiving, and every Thanksgiving, when I'm watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, I have to laugh and remind myself that I was the Cat in the Hat in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in 1995. So how, you might ask, did I become the Cat in the Hat? Well, it's an interesting story. As you all know, I was a professional child actor from age 8 to 17. And during my school breaks in college from the University of Wisconsin, I interned for casting directors. But after I graduated Wisconsin in 1994, I moved back to New York City. But neither Meg Simon or Marcia Shulman, the amazing casting directors I'd interned for, were hiring an assistant. I was equally interested in casting, directing, acting, producing, and writing, but of course needed to make some money. So I started temping at Citibank and Gray Advertising, made espresso at Barnes & Noble, and taught Hebrew school. And then I ran into an actress who told me that I might fit the costume for the Cat in the Hat and would I like to be in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So yes, I dressed up as the cat, waving to the packed crowds from my parade float, and spent Christmas season parading around Macy's in the cat suit. So the day of the parade, it was absolutely freezing. Of course, I was warm inside the cat suit, but my parents, who had gotten tickets to watch from the bleachers, sat there in the freezing cold, thinking to themselves, there she is, the Cat in the Hat. For this, we paid thousands of dollars for acting class and stage door manor theater camp. And of course, they would come to see me at Macy's once or twice. And my father was always a bit grim when he would see me walking around the floor of Macy's dressed in that cat suit. Okay, so here's what happened at Macy's. I had my own dressing room, which was really, in reality, a large supply closet, and this gave me an elevated status compared to the hundreds of actors who were employed as Santa's elves. They had to share one common dressing room. I would pass them in my cat suit, I would wave to them, and I was certain that they were hissing at me. So because the cat suit was so hot, I could only be on the Macy's floor for 20 minutes at a time. So somebody would lead me out every hour on the hour. I would walk around Macy's. I would wave. It was a nonverbal, no speaking role. And then they would put me on a throne and I would sit there and have kids sit on my lap and take photos. So hey, for $12 an hour, it was not a terrible job to have. And I was Jewish anyway, so I had no issues working during the Christmas season. There is a picture on page 10 in Confessions of a Casting Director with my parents visiting me at Macy's in 1995. And as I shook my furry cattail at my father, I heard him muttering to my mother, "We spent thousands of dollars on theater camp and acting lessons for this." So here's a couple of teachable moments from being the Cat in the Hat at Macy's. It was a very good job. It was fun. I got paid. I had no idea that later in life it would be a fun story to share, and I had no idea back in 1995 that it would be a segment on my podcast, a part of one of the chapters of my book. And the best story is that my grandmother in Philadelphia was watching the parade, and my mother said, "Didn't you see her? Didn't you see her on the parade float as the Cat in the Hat?" And my grandma Betty, may she rest in peace, said, "I couldn't see her at all because of that darn costume." So I am wishing all of you a wonderful Thanksgiving, and have a wonderful Thursday with your family and friends. Eat lots of good food. And don't forget, if you do want to purchase your copy of Confessions of a Casting Director, we have limited copies, which I will sign and ship to you in time for the holidays at jenrudincasting.com. Thank you for listening to episode 2 of Confessions of a Casting Director. And here is your Tuesday tip. Make sure you have a supporting job that's flexible for your auditions. This is so important. You can't lie and sneak out to auditions. You need to be very clear upfront with whatever job you take that you are an actor with a very crazy schedule that could change at any moment. Okay, so here are some fun supporting jobs. You could work at the front desk at Equinox, or a gym, or a yoga studio, or bar studio, walk dogs, temp in an office, or maybe, just maybe, you can be the next Cat in the Hat in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I'm Jen Rudin. Thanks for listening, and have a great Thanksgiving. Be thankful.